This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of your questions and comments are stacking up, so we're going to definitely get to them. And I know, some of them are, might sound redundant, but I want to make sure we kind of catch everybody up to speed on things. We're also going to be talking about, how we're pretty vulnerable, as we've seen with the Texas power outage. From what we understand, more people could continue to lose electricity and heat. In fact, the Texas governor is calling for a probe into the power grid operator, ERCOT, E-R-C-O-T. Energy prices are starting to rise. Apparently, Texas knew that the grid was at risk. Not much was done about it. There's going to be a lot of finger pointing as to who's to blame. But one thing it does unfortunately illustrate is we need to diversify when it comes to our power, when it comes to our resources, when it comes to needs to keep people warm, to keep people safe, to get people water. We really need to diversify. And unfortunately, what we're seeing with Texas was a lack of preparation. And they get a winter storm. And again, Texas doesn't usually get that much snow. You know, they get buried in snow and cold. Unfortunately, it uncovered some grim realities of how we can't just change everything to electricity, or we can't just convert everything to clean energy, unfortunately. Teachers, support staff, they should be moved up, according to President Biden, on the list for vaccines. We have a lot of teachers that don't want to get the vaccines. So are we really going to be looking at more of a hybrid? If all the teachers don't go back to work, and remember, we have a teacher shortage, what exactly is that going to look like? We're going to give you guys the updates on where we are with our COVID fight. The numbers are looking promising. They're not fantastic. We can't do the dance, but we are definitely moving in the right direction. So we're pretty excited about that. We're going to talk about that. A lot of debate on whether employers can mandate vaccinations in order to come back to work. You know, it's interesting. You know, people think this is going to be kind of at a slow pace of, all right, we're going to, slowly reopen, and then, maybe we'll slowly get people back. I don't know if you've noticed, but whenever public officials or governors or anybody makes a decision, it's overnight. I mean, I live in Nevada, and when Governor Sisolak has a press conference, all eyes are on the governor. And many times they say, guys, this Monday, this is what's happening, or starting Thursday, and it's a couple days away. When the lockdown happened in Las Vegas, Nevada, Southern Nevada, or full Nevada, I should say, and we found out that we were able to open our business, that we had, 36 hours notice. So I want to kind of have people prepared, because we've been home for about a year now, kind of getting used to it. Maybe 11 months people have been home, but we've been kind of getting comfortable. We have our own little kind of niche. We have our own little system now. We eat. We wake up at a certain time. We eat. We go to the bathroom. We walk the dog. And when your business says, is allowed to reopen, or they're allowed to, start rehiring people, it's going to be immediate. And for those people that say, I think I want to pass, you're going to get passed over. So want to just kind of talk about that. I know it's frustrating. Flu hospitalizations are at a historic low. Again, people are crediting the COVID lockdown. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with flu. Amazon is getting sued by New York City. the Attorney General of New York is suing Amazon over claims it failed to protect workers from the pandemic. The lawsuit claims disregard for health and safety requirements and retaliation against employees who raised alarms. The suit comes from Letitia James, New York's Attorney General. Again, this is something that all eyes are going to be on, as Amazon had become, whether we wanted it to or not, the barometer of future commerce and future business and future success in business. And Amazon made a killing. Their stock jumped well over $3,000 a share. They, you know, supplied the toilet paper and the food and the cleaning supplies to everybody that didn't want to leave the house. I mean, even me, it's rare that I walk into a Walmart or a Target these days because I could order from Amazon. Amazon is putting out, you know, not malicious. I just believe because of the nature of the beast, people want to order things online. Amazon is a good system, but a lot of small businesses are now falling out of the race, and many people are going out of business. And so, you know, how did they do it? Well, Amazon did it because they had all hands on deck, and they kept working. So we're workers a casualty? You know, did people die because of Amazon's choice to work and keep the country going? Some people think Amazon are heroes and they were able to allow people to lock down, or were they beasts in terms of, you know, putting people at risk? So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow is in the news again. Gwyneth Paltrow has definitely some very, very interesting products from her Goop line. And she, though, however, has been dealing with long COVID symptoms. We talked about long COVID. These are symptoms where after you acquire COVID, symptoms seem to linger over 2 weeks. For the majority of people, they're hopefully better by 8 weeks. But for her, she has some long-term fatigue, although in the quote, it said long-tail fatigue. So either that's a new term or that's a really bad typo. But she has long-term fatigue, brain fog. You know, maybe that's why she made those candles that were scented of women genitalia. I'm not sure what else is on her product line. But we'll talk about also long COVID and what she's doing. By the way, she's cutting out sugar and alcohol. That I agree with. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner Connor recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the first question I want to pose to you all today is, throughout the pandemic, was Amazon a hero or were they a villain? Now, throughout the pandemic, we heard of people working and unfortunately coming down with coronavirus and dying. They had multiple coronavirus deaths, some heart attack deaths. I think somebody in Texas was run over. I need to double check where that happened. Amazon has not been without its drama. I think in the UK, a bunch of them got told they were COVID positive and had to isolate, and then that was a false positive. So there's something not right going on there. So Amazon has unfortunately been in the news multiple times. Remember when Chipotle was in the news all the time? Chipotle's like, phew, Keep us out of the news. Then Walmart was in the news all the time. Walmart always was in the news. Now it's Amazon. It's all about Amazon. It's really going to get deeper now because New York is going to sue Amazon. So Amazon is becoming the villain. And my question to you is, with the pandemic and with everything that Amazon did, right, are they a hero or are they a villain? Now, what would make Amazon a hero? Well, when people were losing their jobs, Amazon hired. So Amazon allowed there to be jobs. When people decided to bunker down and stay home, they needed toilet paper. They needed groceries. It'd be interesting to see what the numbers look like, but based on their stock, my guess is the majority of people in this country turned to Amazon. I did. I rarely walked into a store. Not so much that I was afraid of COVID, because I'm still out and about, but it was easier. I could just order toilet paper. I could order things and get, you know, I know my size sports bra. I could order the sports bra through. The box was oversized. Probably got had to pay extra for shipping. But, you know, once you have a Prime account, I was able to, it was easy. It was a piece of cake. And so on one end, when you look at, you know, Amazon and having that structure and that infrastructure and the vans and the delivery and the resources to pay and hire more employees, there's one argument that because Amazon existed and because Amazon was able to take over and be able to ship all across the United States, they save lives. People were able to avoid the grocery store because there's Amazon Pantry. Once Amazon gets their prescriptions, people are going to be able to avoid having to go to the pharmacy, even though now you can still do drive-thru and still play it safe, but still. Now, are they the villain? Well, they stayed open. Many retailers, even the big ones, are really getting spanked because of Amazon. We're seeing little companies, they just can't compete. Amazon has the prices. Amazon could lower them. Amazon has the shipping. They could ship it in 2 days. They could, you know, so when, you know, small business was able to compete with big stores online, because rather than having a big retail sign and having big expensive real estate, you could online compete. Nobody knows how big your store is. People were selling things online. Amazon, unfortunately, started to put a lot of those people out. Walmart's taking a hit. Target, most of these, even big box stores are taking a hit. Now, true, you can sell on Amazon. There are many people now that have businesses where they go on Amazon and they sell. Now, I didn't know about this. I didn't know that you could set up your own store. I thought I'm just buying this stuff from Amazon, but you're not. You're buying these things from China. You're buying them from Israel. There's all these companies that are using Amazon to sell their product. I should know this because with books, I have a lot of books out there. And it's not that I hired a publisher or I was hired by a publisher. And it's not that I hired a literary agent. Is Amazon helped me create those books. Amazon ships them for me. I don't have to buy a whole bunch of books and have them stacking up at my house. And then I sign them. And then I have to package them and ship them. Amazon does that. They take a huge cut. But Amazon does all that. So whether you're in the book business, whether you're in the food business, when you're in the retail business, Amazon allows people to work and or have that avenue of revenue. Mind you, they take a huge cut. So, but are they the villain? Well, New York is suing them because of their lack or their alleged lack of attention to safety for their employees. And there's a chance that lawsuit is going to go pretty far. Well, if they hired people, if they had people working, if they had people, you know, not allowing the flexibility to call out, if there was any sort of proof of retaliation for those who complained, mind you, companies retaliate all the time. You know, they don't like whistleblowers. Companies don't like whistleblowers. When you go, wait a second, something here is not right. This person's not doing right. This person is creepy. When you whistleblow, people don't like it. I tell you right now. you are going to be out of a job. People do not like somebody saying something's wrong here. They like their dirty underwear and dirty laundry staying dirty. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, Amazon would not be the first and would not be the last if they do get accused of and found guilty of and damages assessed for, you know, you're trying to mess up the pond, you're out. So all eyes are on this because, as I discussed in the earlier segment, we're hoping to reopen. Right, I mean, some places like Iowa, North Dakota, they're, from what I understand, I think they're just back to full business, full Monty. But here in Nevada, where I live, and people in New York, et cetera, they are hoping to reopen. And as I discussed, it's not going to be a very slow process of, all right, well, now maybe you could have a couple more customers, or what's going to happen is some of these decisions, as we've seen, is going to be like overnight. And if Amazon is going to get sued and censured and whatever else happens to them because they didn't, quote, provide a safe work environment, any of you who are waiting to reopen, right, or get your job back, you know, have you already done your research? Have you already looked at what you need to do to provide that safe work environment? Now, the big question I keep getting is, are we going to have to vaccinate? Are we going to have our employees vaccinated? Or if you're an employee, are you going to have to take the vaccine? I think it's going to depend on what we see, what happens with Amazon. I think it's going to depend on other lawsuits. If we see that multiple companies are going to start, these companies that were essential, that gave us food, that had, you know, things that we could access while we were on lockdown. Unfortunately, it was on the backs of people that had to show up to work. So the essential worker lawsuits against employees or state lawsuits against employees are coming, which is going to make employers a little bit more defensive. Now, the last thing any employer or retail business or any business owner wants is a lawsuit once they reopen. And if they think that somebody's going to say, you're forcing me to come back to work, I mean, by the way, this is why there's such an issue with the schools. Right? The last thing the school district wants is them getting sued by somebody saying, I got COVID because you forced us to come back to work. So one way to protect yourself in a lawsuit is not allowing people to come back unless they have the vaccine. Now, that makes a lot of people edgy and squirmy because there's a lot of people out there that don't want to get vaccinated. In fact, there's already been some, you know, kind of subconscious threats going on throughout multiple industries. Well, we'll let you come back to work if you get the vaccine. If you don't get the vaccine, you could stay virtual for now. Well, what does that mean? Now, some people are like, well, you know, I prefer virtual, so I'll skip the vaccine and I'll get to stay virtual. Well, remember what I told you, out of sight, out of mind. If, you know, there's somebody else doing the projects or, you know, crushing it at work and they're vaccinated and they're there being able to suck up to the boss, and here you are going, oh, I don't want the vaccine, I'm still going to do the virtual route, I don't know how much longer you're going to have a job. So with Amazon, you know, and the claims of employees being forced to work, non-sanitary conditions, you know, maybe some people didn't wear masks, maybe some people didn't social distance, maybe there wasn't testing available or enough PPE, this is going to be something that could plague any business. And so even though Amazon, you know, made a lot of money and some people were very, very grateful that Amazon allowed them to lock down, they're going to be the villain now, right? And, you know, maybe rightfully so, maybe not. So, but the last thing we need is any more villains. So start getting your ducks in a row. 1-877-DOLLAR-NUMBER-1.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Tuesday that writing off $50,000 in student debt is not something he believes can be done with a presidential action, but said he's prepared to eliminate $10,000 for students. More than 42 million Americans now hold federal student loans amounting to a combined $1.5 trillion, according to Education Department data. The Biden administration seeks to end the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols program. The Biden administration will begin processing cases of certain eligible asylum seekers starting Friday. The White House said individuals should not take any action at this time and should remain where they are to await further instructions. Bitcoin is a digital or virtual currency created in 2009 that uses peer-to-peer technology to facilitate instant payments. For the first time Tuesday, one Bitcoin equals over 50,000 U.S. dollars. This is USA Radio News. As millions of people across the United States continue to weather a deadly winter storm without power, forecasts predict ice and low temperatures could be ahead for some in the worst-hit states. Up to a half inch of ice will be possible over the next 3 days for areas from Texas to Mississippi and up through Virginia, according to the National Weather Service. All severe weather hazards will be possible, including tornadoes, from the Florida Panhandle to the coastal Carolinas Thursday. The CDC said Tuesday winter storms are likely to cause widespread delays in COVID-19 vaccine shipments. CDC spokesperson Jasmine Reed said shipping partners are working to deliver vaccines where possible, but the adverse weather is expected to continue to impact shipments out of FedEx's facilities in Memphis, Tennessee, as well as the UPS facility in Louisville, Kentucky. A confused President Biden told a CNN town hall audience Tuesday, "It's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office." End quote. The first dose of Pfizer vaccine was given on December 14th, Moderna December 22nd, a month before Biden became president. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And, of course, big thanks to Dial, who is working the dials. We have some sad news. Rush Limbaugh has died after a year-long battle with cancer. From what we understand, the cancer was advanced stage when he was diagnosed. It was a shock, because I believe Rush Limbaugh was a fan of cigars, And I'm not sure how much he smoked, but unfortunately, he was 69 years old when he was diagnosed. So we just got some breaking news that Rush Limbaugh has passed. He was the most popular radio show host, even though, you know, he was conservative. Even liberals would listen to him because of his, you know, of his, it was that kind of that wow factor. Like Howard Stern, did you ever see the movie Private Parts with Howard Stern? And Howard Stern, I don't know, you have to see the movie. It's very interesting. For those of you who want to kind of understand the radio business, Howard Stern was hated by a lot of listeners, but he was also, he rose to the top of being, you know, and still is, you know, one of the number one hosts because people want to hear what he says. And so, you know, to be a figure where people could dislike you and still want to listen to you, for those of us in radio, we don't go into radio to be liked. We go into radio to be listened to. You know, it's interesting. I was bringing up yesterday how there's been, we talked about side effects, we talked about the CDC looking at the death rate from the COVID vaccine. It's still incredibly low, and safety data looks good. But some people have collapsed after their vaccine. There's been some talk. Prince Philip, who is 99 years old in the UK, currently in the hospital. He had received his COVID vaccine, I believe, a week or two ago. We don't think it's related. But I had been discussing how, you know, we've seen some older individuals. In Norway, they investigated some older individuals dying after the vaccine, and so it needs to be looked at. And we talked about, you know, where if I hear of a collapse, I think more heart than allergic reaction, and, you know, could possibly there be something going on with the vaccine that could be, inducing an arrhythmia, or could there be an ingredient that might not be mixing with somebody's electrolytes causing an electrolyte abnormality? So we talked about some possibilities. And it was kind of shocking how some people were pleased that I would bring that up, and others are like, why would you bring that up? People are now not going to want to get the vaccine. You are really hurting the vaccine cause. Okay, I'm not here to push any particular narrative. I am here to teach. I'm here to give the news. That's the problem with news. People demand their opinion to be broadcasted. That's not what news should be. News should be what's going on. Well, there's been some people collapsing, or there's been, you know, I don't know, China is starting to now, I don't know, up the heat on Taiwan, or, you know, there should be some news that is, you know, free of subjectivity. This happened. This is what's going on. This is being investigated. But people want opinion. So I'll give my opinion, or Rush gave his opinion. People will give their opinion. And people get mad when you give an opinion that's not theirs. And sometimes they want to stop you from giving an opinion. My opinion, I mean, if anybody wants to know where my narrative is or where my intentions are or what gain I am looking for, is my platform is pro-patient. Okay, if you're a patient, I'm going to be on your side. If you're mean to a doctor or nurse, okay, if you're abusing the system, I'm going to call you on it. But if I have any bias, my bias is pro-patient, pro-transparency, pro-education, pro-common sense. If you don't like that, don't listen to my show. But if I think that there is something that needs to be investigated, I don't care if it doesn't align with what President Biden or President Trump or anybody, I'm a doctor. Okay, I need to make sure that I'm not recommending something that could hurt somebody. I also want to make sure that I calm fears and stop spread of misinformation. So if somebody says that the vaccine is going to make you grow a third testicle, that doesn't happen. It's not true. Stop it right there. But if somebody says, oh, yeah, the vaccine is safe on babies and pregnant women, I'm going to say, well, that the studies, they're studying it. some countries, I think Trinidad and Tobago, are not going to vaccinate pregnant women and babies right now, not because of safety issues, but they don't think they're at the high-risk group, age group. But I'm going to tell you, look, they're still studying it. So, I realize some people are frustrated. There was a physician on my Facebook that is anti-vaccine that does not, like it when I suggest the vaccine or discuss it. And again, I try to give both sides, and I get why they're scared. I get why people are scared. But look, I'm gonna call it like it is. So, Rush Limbaugh, he was very influential. In fact, he gave the conservatives and the right a voice. Now, he wasn't very well liked even in radio. I believe he was a local DJ. When he started his talk show career in the late 80s, I know one of the people who had fired him. People didn't like him. There weren't the ratings. It just didn't work. You don't want to be the person that fires Rush Limbaugh. But back then, if it didn't work, it didn't work. And, there were people in my career that said, no, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. And I know they feel bad. But look, I don't fault them because maybe it wasn't the time. Maybe a loudmouthed female doctor wasn't the time. But now it is. Right? So President George H. Bush reportedly carried Limbaugh's bags into the White House for an overnight stay. That was very, very interesting. Apparently Bush wanted Limbaugh's support, we're being told. This is from Forbes. 1993, Time featured Limbaugh on its cover along fellow broadcaster Howard Stern. Limbaugh had an audience in the millions, and he had called feminists feminazis, and there was some confrontation, I believe, with him and some of his female listeners, but women started to love him. Then, newly elected Republican members of Congress back in 1994 invited Rush Limbaugh to speak at their orientation, so he started to become more. So this is the 90s. This was still pre, this millennium. Started to get acceptance because he had given a voice in show business and media, talk hosts, talk shows. There might have been talk shows about love. I think, there was, DJs would talk a lot about love because people would call in and have a request for a song. So relationships was talked about, but politics, it took some guts. Limbaugh signs his first massive contract in 2001, $285 million, 9-year contract. But he had rapid hearing loss. He needed cochlear implants. This was back in 2001. He did some NFL commentating on ESPN. He had been, back in 2006, they say, arrested on prescription drug fraud charges in his home state. Apparently, he had an issue with painkillers. And all charges were dropped. He went into rehab. And then he began to really be a voice during the Obama years. And whether you agree with some of the things he said or not, some of them very controversial. He got a lot of criticism for some of the things he said. But we were shocked when last year he said that he had a stage 4 lung cancer. So unfortunately, he's passed away at the age of 70. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-7.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Rush Limbaugh, as we have just discussed, has passed away as of, from what we understand today. It's reported by his wife, Catherine, 70 years old, after being diagnosed 13 months, well, after revealing 13 months ago that he had stage 4 lung cancer. Lung cancer is still the number one cancer killer or cause of cancer-related death in the United States, despite all our progress in the cancer fight, in terms of people cutting back on smoking, it's still the number one killer. In fact, some of the statistics are startling. They still go up each year. According to the American Cancer Society, this year alone, we're going to see 235,000 new cases of lung cancer. 131,000 people will die this year, God forbid, of lung cancer. It's not going away. It keeps rising, despite all the progress we've made with smoking. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh, having started out as a DJ in the late 80s, then starting to go to talk, like we just kind of spoke about in the previous segment, you know, it was rare to be popular and speak about politics. True, the 80s were the Reagan years, but, you know, it was very gutsy to be able to, you know, speak your mind and go from being a DJ in music to, you know, talking about, you know, giving your opinion on politics. And so, you know, he's one of the forefathers of modern day talk radio. People wonder what's going to happen to radio now. You know, if Rush Limbaugh, well, when he was diagnosed all year long, people were like, what's going to happen to radio? What's going to happen to radio? Radio, I think, is going to be here to stay. People listen, people, you know, we have podcasts, we have, you know, thank God, all sorts of apps where people can listen to music, and, you know, but when it comes to, you know, politics or opinions or people who are aware or people who could tie things together, there is a market for people like Rush, whether you agreed with him or not. There's a market for somebody who has been following the politics so religiously and finding parallels that, you know, people do seek that out. We have, you know, tons of iconic hosts out there that may later rise to the Rush Limbaugh fame. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Steve Sanchez, Brian Kilmeade. I was a huge fan of Alan Colmes. Alan Colmes was a liberal, left-wing host that used to be, remember Hannity and Colmes? You used to get both sides. You had blue and red. I love listening to both sides. And unfortunately, Alan had died, I think, also of lung cancer. I need to double check. So, one of you had texted going, lung cancer, really? How are people still dying of that these days? Well, it really depends on when it's found. If lung cancer is found early, there's a lot we could do. I mean, we could even remove a lobe of the lung if we have to and still retain the rest of your lung function. You got a lot of lobes to your lungs. So there's a lot of things we could do. But once it's stage 4, your prognosis, I think it drops to 16%, 5-year survival. I need to double check. 5-year survival, if caught early, I think 56%, if it's still localized in the lungs. 5-year survival, if it's metastasized, I think it's down to 5%. Lung cancer is vicious. Remember, lungs have access to the bloodstream. They probably have a more intimate access to the bloodstream than many other organs because they need to do oxygen exchange. And that intimacy allows things to spread a lot easier. And once somebody has lung cancer, we had a relative die of lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life. But that cancer has that potential to spread fast. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh, I believe, smoked cigars. I don't know how much he smoked. I know he wasn't a fan of the anti-tobacco movement. And it's very sad irony that, unfortunately, he ended up, you know, getting lung cancer. Signs of lung cancer. Cough, fatigue, feeling winded, chest pain. I know y'all are thinking, well, you know, they're all going to get diagnosed with COVID. Well, I tell you, when I have somebody who has a cough that's not going away, if somebody's coughing up some blood, people go, oh, what's bronchitis? Just give me a Z-Pak. No, if you're coughing up some blood, I want that looked at. If you're having a cough that's not going away, I want that looked at. If you're having trouble breathing, if you take a deep breath and you just feel the need to cough or you feel pain or you feel restricted, somebody should take a look at the lungs. Now, can we pick up lung cancer on physical exam? Sometimes we could pick up on a mass. There's a lot of things we do on physical exam. to see if we can, you know, pick up on there being a mass or something interfering with the air. You know, whether it's tactile fremitus or egophony, there's little techniques we could do during physical exam to see if we feel something off on one side or the other. But, you know, if you are at high risk, if you've been exposed to smoke, if you smoke yourself or exposed to smoke, have any of those symptoms, chest pain, trouble breathing, weight loss, fatigue, dyspnea, on exertion, where, you know, the more you move and do, the more, you know, work you have to have with breathing, or the less ability you feel like you're getting air, we're going to do an x-ray. And then from an x-ray, we'll decide if we need to CAT scan you. Unfortunately, some people don't have any symptoms. A little baby lung mass could sit there, and depending on the type, remember there's different types of lung cancer, it could brew. So with Rush Limbaugh, I don't know how active he was with his doctor visits. You know, I was taught in medical school by a hem-onc, when we had to do our hematology-oncology rotation, I was taught that if you had a smoker as a patient, you chest x-ray them twice a year. Now, I'd asked him, would insurance pay for it? He said, I don't care. Smokers get cancer. Right? Now, I get, in terms of the task force, we're not supposed to screen people with chest x-rays. Thank God they've started to expand screening to now where we can do CAT scans on people who are smokers to start screening for cancer. But at that time, we didn't. So we had to wait for somebody to have the cough, wait for somebody to, you know, have trouble breathing. It was horrifying because by the time that happened, there was, unfortunately, you know, metastatic spread of lung cancer. So, you know, if you do smoke, we got to get you off the smokes. You know, talk to your medical provider. Make sure they do screen you for lung cancer. I don't care about the guidelines, although the guidelines are now expanding where they are allowing CAT scans to be done. If you live with somebody who smokes, you're at risk for lung cancer. Right? If you spend time in a place where there's been smoke, there's third exposure lung cancer. Well, second degree and third degree exposure lung cancer, where you have the remnants of the smoke of the tobacco on curtains, on, I mean, if I shared a studio with somebody who smoked, I would be exposed because it could be on the soundproofing. So it's unfortunately, our lungs are really delicate. And because our lungs have to be so active all the time in terms of oxygen exchange, they're ability to and their susceptibility to a cell that becomes cancerous, they have the blood supply, they have the oxygen. See, cancer, in order to grow, it needs blood, it needs oxygen, it needs sugar. You know, whenever I hear a diabetic go, well, this is amazing, I don't need my diabetic medications anymore. Every single time I've met a diabetic who said, I used to be diabetic, but all of a sudden my sugar's normalized, I got to find cancer in that person. It's a shame. Every single time I've seen that. I mean, unless, of course, you've worked hard and you've lost the weight, or maybe you did bariatric surgery or something. So Rush Limbaugh leaves us at the age of 70. He was iconic, whether you agreed with what he talked about or not. People listened to him because, you know, he spoke his mind. He will be missed. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, number one.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.